Hello and welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast, Season 2, Cape School. With me we have Natalie, who plays Athena, a.k.a. Raj.
Hello.
Art, who plays Chris, a.k.a. Chimera. And last but not least, Rob, who plays Travis Lang, a.k.a. Codex.
Howdy. I'm the only one that got a last name.
Yeah.
And Art didn't say a thing.
No.
I'll just skip right over it.
Imagine if we just weren't didn't say anything at all.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me at this point. We're only, you know, 170 fucking episodes worth of something like that.
Seriously?
Hold on.
It's 150.
He's good. I got
that
it.
That is a fair amount.
I was waiting to hear him be like, Natalie.
That's not unusual. That's not unreasonable, though. It's 2 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
With gaps, and we recorded before that, so yeah.
Alrighty then.
Alrighty. So y'all, let's do the question of the day. I'm going to ask kind of an odd one. What is your character's comfort food?
Ice cream. Definitely ice cream.
Really?
Yeah, Florida.
Okay, what kind of ice cream?
He loves all ice cream.
Oh, really? Like, yeah. Equally?
For the most part. What's not mint.
Not mint?
Just make something up. Not mint.
Yeah, it's like, but Andy's mint avalanche.
Comfort food.
Was it a weird enough question that you didn't have a prepared response?
Yeah, I'm actually writing down my
answers. I know. Do you want me to say mine?
Yeah, go ahead and do yours first.
I don't know why, but immediately I thought of mac and cheese, but I don't know if that's because I want mac and cheese or because that was the first thing that came to my mind for her.
That's totally fair.
Well, I do.
Is there anything special about the mac and cheese? It's just like Kraft mac and cheese,
yeah,
like out the
box.
It's Kraft mac and cheese.
Okay, Art.
The fake yellow Kraft mac and cheese.
Yes.
Nothing else is going to satisfy you.
It is a guilty pleasure.
It is
straight out of the box.
All right, I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and this will help you to determine.
No, I
okay.
It's going to be granola bars. Stuff you eat on the trail.
I was going to say, like, as a kid, did you go camping with your dad?
Oh, God, yeah.
And that would be...
Yeah. It's granola bars and
is there a particular brand?
No, not really.
Is it the crunchy ones or the soft ones?
Crunchy ones.
See, I'm a soft granola bar guy.
Same.
I need to fight my
like
food.
Like a Quaker.
Or like a Sunbelt.
Mm.
It's better than chewing gum.
Yeah. The
crunchy stuff.
Find crunchy stuff in your chewing gum? That might not be healthy.
No, that's not
like
good.
That would hurt. All right. Anyway. But yeah, cool. So we have any and all ice cream that isn't mint.
Yep.
Granola bars and Kraft macaroni and cheese. All right, so who's going to do the recap from last time? It shouldn't be very long, probably.
I believe we explored the forest a little bit until we started the fight.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the arena and watched the other team's fight, so we had a rough estimate of all their abilities.
Mm-hmm. And we got our suits.
Yes.
That was the first of the two episodes from last time.
Correct.
Yeah, you're right.
And then... Joker gave a speech.
Yeah, basically said, like, thank you guys for being active and not settling.
Like other peons.
He really has no fucks to give about anyone who isn't willing to fight to defend themselves.
Yeah.
And that is just the guy he is. And there's not really much anyone's going to do to change his mind on that. You have your first, you know, weekend, really, after having a real any real classes, and you're told... You've got a few options. You know, you can go kind of just rest and recuperate. You can do power training. You can go explore the campus. Things like that.
First thing I'm going to do, explore the data chip that Tenzi gave me.
Yeah, when you get back to your room, you know, you get like a warning, like, are you in a secure location when you try and access it?
It's empty.
I hope so.
Oh, it's like, can other people see or access your data streams here, you know?
Probably not.
And then it says okay, and then it unfolds and it shows a strange shaped cube that you've seen. Like the only thing it resembles is the core that you saw that became your spark arms. But there's something else to it. It's more, and it's like a series of simulations that keep failing to transform. And there's a note and it says. This is the next step in the Spark Arms project, but we've been unable to trigger it without someone with Magitek abilities. You're the first we've met who's willing to work with us.
So there's a possibility of others that aren't work with you.
That's all it says. It's not
it's just my own internal monologue.
Got it. And you, as you look at it, roll a power check. And actually, Art, would you mind tracking the progress on this?
Okay. That's a 6 on the die plus a 9 for a 15.
So 15. Spark arms progress 15. Yeah, you can't make hide or tail of it. You get that there's something wrong with, you know, that it's not just that it's never going to work. There's something in there that's interfering, but you'd have to find out what it was and modify it.
Okay.
But that's as much as you can get, even if you spend all weekend on it. And how long are you going to spend on it? Because that would be the progress for an entire weekend. One roll is like 2 downtime days.
Until somebody distracts me, because I'm probably going to be stayed focused on trying to solve this mystery.
Okay.
Somebody goes out into the room,
who knows? Yeah, because you guys have like a suite, like your own rooms with bathrooms, and then the inside's like there's like a common room in between.
Yeah, but somebody knocks on my door and saying, hey, you want to join me?
Exactly.
Hey, I got food.
Yeah.
All right. Probably going to be stuck on it.
So let's flash over to Even. It's Natalie. Our odd is Art.
It's a 1. It's on my side.
I lost there my dice. Odd is Art. Art, what is Chris doing? I assume he's schmoozing, because he's a schmoozer. Of
course. I'm going to schmooze, yes. Absolutely.
And who are you schmoozing? Is it a classmate?
Is it a tree?
I considered the tree. I considered the tree, but I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to go hang out with the
civilian track.
The civilian track, probably Jessica and Bruce.
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, you know, like we're doing homework and stuff, but yeah, whatever you want. So you are going to learn that there are restaurants, like quote unquote restaurants, but it's where people, like different staff members, have set up like places to eat around campus. And eventually you'll find out some of them get more popular than others, and they compete. And this one is known for its really good teas and like biscuits and stuff like that, like a cafe more than anything.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just going to kind of hang around.
And yeah. They are, well, it's going to sound bad, but they're so normal compared to, like, you guys are ready to go to combat at a moment's notice just because it's your personalities. But like the idea of a fight makes them all just like fall apart.
That's fine.
But it's refreshing. Like, you're like, okay, this is what normal people are like. I'm not weird. I am the weird one, / they're the weird ones. Whatever, you know, however your brain processes it. And roll me just a raw charisma check.
9 + 6 = 15.
Yeah. And they're going to mention to you, because I don't believe I've told you where they're from or who they are. And Bruce is going to mention that his best friend in high school is the son of, I'm literally drawing, oh, it's Diamondback's son.
Don't think we've actually worked with him.
You guys met him. Or not, no.
Briefly. Very briefly.
The other yeah. campaign, sorry. But yeah, he heard Diamondback's son, whose name is Derek, he can't keep his mouth shut. And they mentioned something about a network of pods that are going to be using for transportation throughout the country, but they're still in a beta testing phase. That's more of like a rumor you heard, but you're pretty sure it's probably right.
Okay.
Like, of the things that they want to tell you to try and impress you, that's the one you're like, yeah, that one's probably real.
Mm. Yeah, I'm just hanging out, you know. It's better to make friends with them, and because I'm sure most of the other super track people probably ignore them and treat them like dirt.
There's like 3 teams that are like that. The rest are pretty
okay.
They don't actively avoid them, but they don't seek them out either.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice that the beauty class are seeking them out because they game recognizes game. Ah, it's a good strategy. Pick up extra help.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and Art, what is high or low?
I always go low.
79, so it's irrelevant. Every time you do this, there's going to be a chance you pick up a new normie.
Okay.
Mm. Or a new civilian class. Mm-hmm. That might have more information.
Normie.
And I'm going to base it on your raw charisma roll. What, that percentage.
Obviously. Okay.
So when you gotcha.
Get... When I get better, it...
Yep. Exactly. Okay. Natalie, what is Mirage doing?
I have been sitting here thinking, going back and forth, rest and relax. No, that's fucking boring. No. And then I was like, maybe I go into the woods, and I'm like, I'm not fucking Katniss Everdeen. And then I'm like, wait a minute, library. Go check out the library.
You're
not Damon. I have intelligence marked with a little dot, so we're going to the library.
That's your saving throws?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, same.
Why not? Why not?
There's not a good reason why not. We're just asking.
Okay.
So what do you? So you go to the central towers,
mm-hmm.
and there's a library in each one. There are mm-hmm. different subjects. You've got science in one. Then you've got you've got like material science mm-hmm. in one. Then you've got natural science in another, literature in another, and then finally, if it didn't fit in those, it goes in the other one. That's dumb. It would not be four libraries. It's one big library. There's a giant library in the central tower. It's like six stories tall, and there's books on every level, and there's like 12 people here in the entire thing.
I have an off-topic question of, is this the first year that the school is open?
Yes. You are the inaugural class.
Damn it. Okay.
No upperclassmen to go schmooze.
I was going to go see if there was like a history of school or like something.
I mean, you can look up history. So, you know, this is like the culmination of RSCA and other like mm-hmm. schools that were trying to promote being capes.
Mm-hmm.
There are, you could look at those studies if you want to. Those exist.
Okay. Sure.
Okay. And so you're going to go look for those?
Yeah.
Are you fluent in the Dewey Decimal System, or are you just going to ask, what's her name, Veronica?
Veronica.
It was Veronica. You're just going to ask Veronica to help you.
Should I roll to see if I know she knows the Dewey Decimal System?
If you want to. I'm asking if she knows.
What would a 12 give me?
You know how to use it.
Probably.
But you could get it much faster if you
had help. I asked someone, yeah. She thinks about it. She's like, I don't know this place. I have to go ask someone. Shit.
Veronica's the AI. You can just ask her from anywhere.
That's true. And then so she asks.
Yes, Mirage. How can I help you?
I'm looking for books about the history of the former schools, like RSCA and stuff like that.
And RSCA is still inactive. And yeah. So are the others, I believe you're mentioning. But I understand what you're asking for. Mm-hmm. Would you like the digitized form or the physical? I can give it to you as a...
I don't know what would be the difference, because I think...
I can give you a PDF right now, or you can go find the book in this aisle, and there's like an arrow.
My sleuth... I don't know why I'm fucking playing around as a sleuth. My sleuth inside of me goes, if I get a digitized version, they could have removed something and kept it out of the digital version. So if I go get the physical copy, I for sure have all the pages. So I'm gonna go find the actual book.
No.
What?
That's obvious.
They could have done that too. But
that's
still
obvious.
That's very obvious.
Right. You can't fix the gap in the binding.
Yeah,
it's
and then I
there.
Would know, and then I'd then be like, ring, 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 hello.
That takes work, and people don't do that shit.
They're trying to already hide shit. They're going, and if something big, they're going to put in the work to hide it.
I understand.
Yeah, or they just won't even have the book.
So, yeah, you find the book. You find a couple different books of different sizes. Anywhere from like a 10-page report mm-hmm. all the way up to a 500-page thesis.
Mm-hmm.
At what range? What difficulty? What difficulty in reading range are you looking for?
Like,
you read law contracts.
That's true. I think I can handle. I mean, I want to basically what I'm trying to look for is anything about like the plans, what they were planning for the school and such. Is what I'm looking for. So do I find that, yes or no? If I were to be looking at all three levels of difficulty.
They don't ever mention
the super school.
Super school. Not ever. Never.
Never. Never. Not even in like old newspaper clipping things.
No, but what you are going to find is that they do call RSCA and the other like proto schools mm-hmm. as just that, proto schools. And even at the very beginning they're mentioned, they're called that.
Proto, like prototype.
Yes.
Got it.
It was always known that they were going to do something else, mm-hmm. but they were like a test.
This would be the main.
This would be like
final product.
The test final product. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you do know that you are not the only one.
Yeah.
Now, if you want to look up the other schools, you could also do that.
Let's do it.
So the other schools, there are seven other schools,
mm-hmm.
and they have different specializations. There's the one that is from the UK. It specializes in magic.
Hogwarts.
Avalon.
Stop it. King Arthur? Yeah.
It's specifically magic and then the knights who protect the magic. So almost no tech people.
Why the fuck are we doing this school? Why can't we do that school?
Because it's in England.
I know, so? That sounds really dope.
You know what? That's the only one I had a firm idea on. Are you writing this down or not?
Oh, shit. Fuck.
Art, you ready? So we got Avalon, which is knights and magic. All right, I'm going to ask the table. You guys, are you going to come up with one while I come up with another one?
Elementals.
Okay. And is it sponsored by the Elemental Fury? Like,
sure.
Okay, and let's call that Gaia.
I was thinking maybe something that's more inclusive. Gaia is more just related to Earth.
Gaia is the entire planet, which is contains water, fire, earth, air. You got one, Art?
I have an idea. Hang on.
Oh, the grid is all tech, all technopaths, all tech powers.
I have a question.
Because there's seven more. That's what we're trying to.
Holy shit! Okay,
seven total.
I'm sorry,
seven plus you guys.
So what's the name of the school we're in then?
It was state sponsored, so it's literally just super school. It didn't get a cool name.
Prototype of a name. Like, does it have anything like about like where these are located?
Yeah,
are
they, so like the grid.
What do they have? Like, I don't know. I'm looking for like a blueprint or like, I don't know, like a map. Like a map that has like secret passageway. I'm looking for fucking secret passageways in this, bitch.
You're not going to find them.
God, son of a bitch.
Anything like that would be highly classified.
What do you think that you're looking for? Marauder's map?
Yes, that's exactly what I am looking for. I'm looking for someone to be like, I need you to find the one-eyed witch and then say Petrificus Totalis in front of her and then it'll open and then you go down a couple flights of stairs through a tunnel to get to a store. That's what I'm looking for.
The Harry Potter reference is strong with this one. All right, where'd your brain go? Oh, but the grid is based out of India.
So Gaia was where?
Gaia is out of South America. No, Africa.
I was thinking one that does more like the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sure what a good name would be.
Oh.
Solar?
Nirvana?
I was thinking of one like something like water.
There's the elemental one already.
Maybe.
What about Phantasm?
Yeah.
Phantasm?
Spirit. It's like the spirit world kind of thing. And that's based out of. Actually, it's based pretty close to where you are, or to where Riverside City is. It's based out of like the American Midwest.
Well, I was thinking more Japanese.
Oh, kami type thing.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be called Phantasm. It'd be something like what's the kami's realm called? It has a name. It's the Genjijiki, but I'm not pronouncing that.
I like Phantasm.
Well, that could be what they refer to it as.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily what they call it.
Right, I know.
Oh, they just call it the temple. The temple gardens.
Okay.
Now, how many are we up to now?
One, two,
that'd be five three, counting ours.
Four, five.
So you need three more.
So we don't really have too much with the physical, like, muscle or gun.
I was thinking, like, something military, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they just call it the Academy or North Point or something like that, like... And I want it to be based out of, like, the Antarctic, because it's just...
What do they specialize in?
Military style. Like, energy blasters and physical powerhouses, but very little in the magic or tech, or maybe some tech, but mostly no magic or elementals, because those are, quote-unquote, unreliable. Oh.
What about one that is, like...
No, I already have knights. I was going to go with wild magic.
That would... Is there one that's just science? Is there like a science one?
The grid is just tech.
Nature.
I was thinking something like that, like
the lodge.
I like it actually.
And I have a better. Call it the Outback down in Australia.
Yep.
Was Australia wrecked by the surge?
Absolutely shrecked, but the people managed to survive because they're Australians and they're used to weird shit.
They're used to all the really dangerous crap down there.
The Australians are like, hey, it's easier to live here now because we have powers and shit.
We can actually fight back.
I got beat up by a kangaroo the other day. Damn it.
Okay.
So that would be nature.
Nature / survivalists.
All my bad ideas.
Not so.
Actually,
if you have any good
that's ideas. Six. So Art, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, so you have Avalon, Gaia, the Grid, Temple Gardens, the Academy, and the Outback.
Us. You're missing.
And then... The seventh one would be the
Us.
Yeah. Us. So yeah. Good. So what was ours called?
What do you got?
Cape School. We got the lame name.
That's the placeholder name. It hasn't been like officially named. Natalie. No. All right. We can't play. Can't do it till Natalie comes up with one.
Well, I gave you two, and they were no's.
They were already in use.
Right. Flying. Super strength. Invisibility.
Oh. Something like a stealth one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank God I came up with.
Hold on. It'd be something like the sneaks. The village. Oh. Or the
no, it's just denoted with a question mark.
Like what? Because I'm thinking like threat. I'm thinking Kieran's ninjas. Name
is mm-hmm. a secret.
Yeah.
I'm thinking ninjas.
Just called ninjas.
No. I'm thinking like the village or but it's definitely stealth. Right, stealth based. I like that.
But which one do we remove then?
No. This is the last one.
Okay, so it's us plus seven others.
Yes.
Okay, I missed that part. Gotcha. I thought it was us counting with the seven.
I don't know why, but I think of it as in like a Eastern European school.
Oh, call it the Block. B-L-O-K. And those are all stealth operatives.
B-O-L-K. B-L-O-K. Stealth.
Like stealth and then like big hammers.
Okay. My whole trip to the library did not work out. But
we built
I got something. There's been something done.
That would only be like one day. Would you like to go do something else?
No.
Want to go hang out with Murphy?
How about we go train? I go train her.
But I don't want to train.
But I will. I need you to listen better. I think you don't have your listening ears on, and I need you to turn those up.
As he turns his ears sideways, I don't.
No, he just like the can thing where it just goes back.
Yes. I listen when I want to.
I listen behind just, me only.
I listen just when I want to.
Right, you're correct. But
I like if I hear you calling for dinner,
right?
Or but snacks also, or treats or
catnip.
I was gonna say, did I get my catnip yet?
Yeah, you get your seeds.
Now he isn't around other people. Is he nicer to me when it's just me and him?
He loves you.
Yeah.
But he's always snarky. Yeah. But he, while he's doing that, he's purring and like rubbing up on you. Like, yeah. He's giving you love.
You act like you don't want to, but you are looking like you do, that you want to listen.
Don't wreck this for me.
I'm just letting you know that's what it looks.
This is Murphy Nutball. Don't wreck this for me.
I know.
That's my whole thing.
I know.
I don't have another thing.
Okay.
I'm the grumpy cat.
You are the grumpy cat. You're my grumpy cat.
Yes, so...
I give up crutches.
Don't train. Yes. Stop it. I'm the grumpy cat. You... Stop leaving me in the room.
Wait, can you, like... I don't know. What do you want to be in? I have this bag. And she holds up a bag. I want it for you.
Is there a bubble on it?
Is there... No, it's one. It's like a messenger bag.
Does it have... Is it reinforced on the side with, like, a cat head hole?
No, he can stick his little head out, though, out of the side.
Acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
I would like reinforcement, as well as a supply of treats to sit right here.
How about inside the bag? I have treats. And I give them to you.
Acceptable.
Okay.
Open bag of treats inside the bag.
Okay. I don't know. You're already kind of a fat cat.
He walks away. And puffs his fur up. Like, I'm not fat. I'm fluffy.
She gives him, like two or three treats.
He comes back.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to get in the bag now?
No.
I put the treats in the bag.
Are you going somewhere?
Yeah. Why not?
Sure. He gets in the bag.
There you go. And then puts the treats in. Lifts him up. And then, you know, I put the bag on. And he sits there and I give him a little pet on the head.
He's totally fine with this.
Mm-hmm.
He just kind of like lays there. Yeah.
Is it comfy?
Yeah, he says I would like one of my blankets to be stuffed in here though.
Grabs a blanket, puts it in, kind of tucks it in.
Acceptable.
Mm, thank you.
Bunk.
So like, do you know like, is there like, I know you're my companion now, and you're kind of like, you know, a familiar seems like. Do you do any like? Do you like appear? Like, do you go and then you appear, or you kind of just talk to me now?
I'm so much better than all of that, and he just like looks at you like.
I know you're better than all that,
I'm
but...
a cat, and he just looks at you like, "What? That's all you ever needed."
Fantastic. Thank you, bud.
All right. So you spend the rest of the day trying to get Murphy to do tricks, and he just doesn't.
But I do have that one toy that gets him going.
Yes, but he won't do tricks.
But it's also when it's like she takes out the toy and throws it down on the ground, but she has to turn away so he'll play with it.
Yes.
Like Peanut would.
Yes.
You cannot watch her play.
Exactly. She gets self-conscious.
She gets very self-conscious. He gets self-conscious.
All right. So that's your Saturday, Sunday. And then you know that Monday you have your civilian classes for the first time. All right. Monday, 8 a.m., English class. And it's basically, they give you like a book. Hey, this is the book we're going to read. We're going to read this in the next 3 weeks. Because actually, no, I think it'd be for the next month they're going to be over this book because you guys are only seeing me twice. You're only seeing me once a week. So, you know, read, you know, these 10 chapters and we're going to have a class discussion that'll be graded next week. And then she goes over like the themes of the book and things like that. And it's something that was written not too long, like let's say like 5 years before. Mm. And it's considered like a literary masterpiece. But you realize that like this looks dry as shit. Mm. Why are we being asked to read this? And then you remember your teacher is soliloquy, the speech, get, you know, like a cape, you know, she's a cape for known for. Hold on, soliloquy. I have her in details here. I don't know if anybody else does, but she's also a best-selling author.
Is she from my world? Is there a version of her that's still best-selling author, or is it her power just straight from, or her fame for authoring from her superheroness?
But soliloquy, she is a best-selling author, and her series is the most popular in the world. It's Harry Potter-esque. It's very much so everything J.K. Rowling's is not. It's very accepting and a little bit more romance, it's not an overwhelming theme. And I think it was a 10-book series. Nice. And she is, without exaggeration, the most popular series in the world.
Yeah.
It's written at like a 20-year-old's reading level, so, but it's not aggressively, like, over-sexualized, so that kids can still read it if they're better readers.
Right.
So, back to my question.
Yeah.
Does her and her book series exist in my world?
It does, but it's not, it didn't get the acclaim.
Okay. And maybe it didn't take off.
No, it's still all 10 books, but it's like, instead of having like movie releases and book releases that line, you know, like very much like huge, it's like an indie novel with worse editing because, you know, editing. You guys can roll a history or super knowledge check when you meet Soliloquy the first time. Supers is obviously going to get you a better result if you have it.
And the same number, so obviously I'll go with super.
Yep. You can only roll supers if you're proficient, then otherwise it has to be history. Yeah. Okay.
I got both of them. Proficiency. Unless I roll a fucking...
Yeah.
I switched dice too. Because the last one was a 6.
Natalie, you roll or no?
15 plus 2.
For history?
For history.
Yeah, you know that she's been... You know, she's been a cape for a while. But nothing special. You know, she's anything she says, she can make people do stuff.
Oh, that's like her power.
Yeah. Wise.
Got it.
Yeah, her spark is called Words of Power.
Words of Power.
She says like fall and the people fall down. Stuff like that.
Attempt to use an inspiration to reroll my 3.
Why?
I have a plus 7.
So?
The logic is strong in there. Okay. So yeah, and then there's no assessment today, so that's not that. The next class you have is history. Who teaches history? Archivist. Back to teachers. Gotta find Archivist.
I'm assuming Soliloquy has Power Word Stun and Power Word Kill and Power Word Heal.
You're probably not wrong. Okay.
I don't know. Why don't you go annoy her and find out?
That's a different character. That's Robin himself, not Travis.
Yeah, so Archivist is Rod. I should have described Soliloquy. I'll do it next time. Rodney Axton is a man who wears black robes over a yellow paper-colored suit. He has short brown hair, average height and weight, and he rambles. The topic was World War One, and because it's like the first modern war, I guess you could say, you know? I guess it'd be postmodern at that point. Like, it's like one generation of war back, you know? And he rambles like crazy. Can I have everyone roll history for me? That one.
My highest roll day has been a 6. This is a 4 for a total of 11 on history.
I rolled a 20 plus 3.
Oh, is it a 20? It looks like a 1 from here. Nice. Natalie, did you roll history?
Yes, 14 plus 2 for 16.
Cool. Anybody who broke 15, as he banishes the dice, you're going to find him being very receptive to your questions. If you ask him things, he's very much so in the, I want to help you find your path through history.
Oh, so he's like the teacher that in high school you would be like, hey, teach, can you, like, we had a teacher for science that when he would ride his bike to school and you asked him, hey, can you, like, show us your bike? The whole class would be him talking about his bike.
No, this is more, he's really, really, really smart. And he decided to use that to study history.
Right.
And to learn more about the world. And anybody who shows an interest in that gets his attention. Yeah. These are civilian classes for capes. So they're very broad. And they're more focusing on things you might interact with in the world. And this is kind of like talking about the atrocities that people are willing to commit to win a war.
Right.
Is what you've been talking about. So with you guys asking questions, you can ask him any one question and he'll answer it. Like, but it's right now. It's like if you have a question, if he has the power to answer it, he will.
I don't really have a question that I was forming, but
I'm pretty sure he's dying to ask me questions.
He doesn't care about you.
It's not about his world. He doesn't care.
But your world is different.
He's looking for history.
Specifically, this world's history.
Your history is all made up. We have no way to prove what anything you say.
Put me on a lie detector.
Oh, and by the way,
doesn't matter.
The way he does his like he has a huge auditorium, despite your classes not being that big, and he's projecting the images of the war on like in the air 3D for you guys to watch. With his power, it's hyper realistic to the point where it's like kind of uncomfortable. It's like I have questions, but nothing that this character would think to ask.
Yeah.
Would you like to pull a friend who maybe might help you ask that question?
I don't know. What do you guys have a suggestion?
I got nothing for you. Why are you looking at me?
Okay.
The trees?
Ooh.
Yeah. Like, what about those trees that are in the forest?
Yeah, what about the runewood trees?
The runewood trees. Very interesting. Natalie, take inspiration.
Oh, hell yes! Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
That was the only question I'd lined up.
Well, because I was thinking of like you, and I was just like plants, trees, the trees.
Yep. So he says the runewood trees. Yeah, they're incredibly useful and rare. We're very lucky to have some on campus. Why are you asking about them?
Because they're definitely different.
Yes, the runewood trees. There's nothing like it in the world.
Well, yeah, part of my ability is I can talk to the plants.
Oh, really? He leans in. He has ignored the rest of the class. You're in like the third row and he's looking past everyone nearby and he's just laser focused on you. He says, oh, really?
Yes.
If only the trees could talk.
Oh, they do. Often.
Have you been to Africa?
No.
Would you like to go to Africa? I have questions.
Perhaps.
Ever heard of the Tree of Life?
I've heard of trees of life.
I need questions. I have any questions answered. And it could answer them.
You do realize that they don't necessarily... They sometimes are not nearly as focused as what you would expect them to be.
Or compliant. You might ask them questions, but if they want to answer it, it's up to them.
Interesting. You see him like... You could almost see him write something down mentally, but he doesn't do it physically. You know, so you haven't seen a piece of paper or pen near him, or a data tab or anything. It's all just been brain powered.
So I guess the next thing would be, you know, the next time I'm out wandering out in the woods, is there something that you want me to ask the runewood trees?
He pauses for a moment and he looks. He says, "I gotta actually need to roll something real quick."
Oh,
hi or low, Natalie. He's going to, for the first time, take out a data tab. And then flick over an AR card to you.
Okay.
And it looks like it's encrypted. And then he's like, your thumbprint unlocks it. And that question is, where are we? I rolled to see if he knew.
Okay.
Oh, did he not?
Obviously not.
Because if the students have mind reading capabilities, they could pull that information from
the teacher. Yeah. I mean, most of them are trained to resist that. But especially someone like him who's got an incredible, he's got a very, very regimented brain.
Mm-hmm. I will send back the trees told me that the roots end or do not go out past
the wall and it goes on forever.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they said.
Yep. So that's what I'll at least give him that bit of information and
And he nods himself. He says, ah, okay, understood. He's like, that means nothing to me. Okay. That's the vibe you get.
Yep.
But he furiously, like, runs his hands through his short brown hair, just like, ugh. And he says, class dismissed. Chimera, if you ever need something, don't hesitate to ask.
Okay.
All right. Almost done with...
So, the vibe of that was that the teachers also don't know where we are.
Basically. At least this one doesn't.
Some of them.
This one does not.
Last class on Monday. Three class... Wait, why is there only... there's two more. Shop. Is a teacher who goes by... He's a non-civilian teacher. Mm-hmm. His name is Jerby Phillips. He goes by Jerb.
Jerb.
He's a man, blue polo, jeans... Bald, 6 foot tall, expensive watch. That's the vibe. And he gives off a groovy baby. Like, kind of like he lost, still stuck in the 70s with his mannerisms from 80s maybe. And he thinks he's smarter than everyone else in the room until you can prove that you're smarter than he is or as smart as he is. And then he's like phenomenal with to you. And yeah. Can everyone roll me a tech check? Because it's a shop, and today is like the safety day where he teaches everyone how to use like the lathe and other things safely.
Don't screw me over. This is the one class I need to pass.
3.
Final.
All right, let's go right to left this time.
I rolled a 5.
Plus tech for intelligence.
Plus 4.
Your tech is 4?
Yeah. Technology?
Yeah. So you have a 9?
Yeah.
You should stay away from the bandsaw.
Wow, thanks.
So I got a 12 plus 5 for 17.
Yeah, you're fine with using the tools. He says be careful with the lathe that it likes to bite. And then...
25 total.
Yeah, you can use any tool in the shop, and he's very much so like... What kind of projects are you looking to work on this year?
I'm an artificer. I can make my own tools if I have to.
That's awesome. He holds up his hand, it turns into a drill, then a handsaw, then a vise. He says, they call my power the tool man. I can turn my hand into any tool. He takes a drill and like rams it into his arm. He says, I can't be hurt by my own tools. And, he pulls out like a power drill and it just goes. It's like, doesn't even plug in.
Cool.
But he's like, if you need help on a project, let me know.
Sure thing.
And then he's going to go on a long, drawn-out speech about how he helps, like, decorate lawns and shit for rich people in his off time. Because
What a side gig, though.
Yeah, he talks about how, you know, he uses 3, 4, 5 triangles to make it easy and with math and shit. He's like, you're like, this guy's such a nerd, but he really knows his shit. that's Jerby Phillips.
I do go into good shop tech talk with him.
Yeah, it's good. All right, next, last class of the day is health. Health.
I've taken this class before.
It is your basic health class. You guys are high schoolers. It is health class. I will spare everyone there. She is Ms. Siztar, Siztar. She's a woman, a short woman, shall we say not very gifted in the feminine.
That's not...
Yes, she's a woman athleisure wear. A gymnast, boisterous, chatty Italian. She was an Olympian for 20 years. She was a 5-time gold medalist in beach volleyball. She has hops, and she is a fitness author and discoverer of the perfect workout, which works for everybody because it's. She's a 20-year Olympian. She figured that shit out. And she explains that her spark is body analysis. Mm. So she can identify... So effectively, mechanically, she can use identifying people. And if she spends a few hours investigating you, she can legend lore you with like understanding exactly what's wrong with you, what you need to advance. She is... There's a reason she's here. Because she works in... She's going to be working in... conjunction with the Cape Doc, like the doctors, to make sure you guys work optimally. You're going to spend a lot of time with her, and she's pretty chill. For an Olympian, she's very chill.
Any particular skill you want to roll?
If you want to roll, I believe I had it as medicine. Let me double check though. I just had it as intelligence or wisdom, so medicine. With int or wiz, whichever you prefer.
Not proficient in either. Not proficient in medicine. I was going to choose intelligence because I'm an artificer.
The dice are back to hitting you.
14 total.
And is anyone here an athlete of any renown? I don't think anyone is.
A what?
An athlete of any renown.
We got somebody with very good dex.
I was going to say, would I?
Roll for. Okay, well, what's a good number to
d12? 6.
It's a 7, so yeah, you are very, very, very good or competitive in something. What's the sport or, like, is it like, archery target shooting?
Yeah.
It's not saying it has to be.
No. Well, because Rob also just did it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have no idea. So yeah, like, let's say you were a junior Olympian in target shooting.
Yeah.
And not German broadsword fighting.
Not the German broadsword fighting, no.
That was just a city champion. Yeah, this is a junior Olympian.
Yeah.
And roll. Dex is 20. And you're a ranger, so yeah, you would be at least a silver or gold place. So she takes to you very well. She's very excited to talk to you and learn about your journey through that. And she talks about her journey as a kid and to become a professional athlete before the surge.
Yeah.
Because she had a very, very limited power that didn't even register before.
Yeah.
But it was enough that she always knew what her body needed.
Yeah.
And she talks about how, you know, to use the discipline that was given to you by that training to help you become a better cape. And she, like, pets your cat for a second. And Murphy takes it for a second before getting grumpy.
Is he allowed to come to classes with me?
It's part of your power, of course.
Okay.
All right. And then...
It's your emotional...
I'm assuming...
Support cat.
To, yeah, register her...
No.
18 strength.
I mean, she's interested in you, but your powers are reinforcing your body. So you're not natural.
I didn't think it was enhancing my strength.
I mean, she'd be interested. She'd come over and check.
Built muscle from all the machinery.
Oh, she'd come over and check, and she'd be like, okay, so you got it from machinery, and as well as, well, it looks like rowing, oars, some kind of scout.
Yep.
And she, like, identifies, like, the three things you were best at in scouts just by looking at your body for a minute. And she looks over at Chris and says, you're a hiker, maybe a bit of climbing if you need it, as well as someone who likes to go on long walks. And
long walks, hike. Yeah.
Yeah.
But like but I get what you mean. Yes.
High amounts of pollen on
that
your
was
skin.
Paul. That was Paul Flubbing. Now.
I know. Just giving you a hard time.
I had a long fucking week, and I am gonna make it. Damn it. So yeah, that's Ms. Sistar and health class, and it is beyond that. It is regular health class. Talks about things I have to go talk about in health class. We move on from there. So it's like, let's say class gets out at like 2:00.
Oh wow, okay.
And you're given 3 hours of power training after that. And it's kind of like, use your powers however you see fit, but you got to be with your mentor.
Gotcha.
So Bridget comes up and says, "So what you guys want to do? Because your powers are so disparate, I'm going to let you guys decide where we train. As long as we're training, I don't care. I mean, we can go exploring. We can go whatever. Just you guys decide." As long as you guys are using your powers along the way, I don't care.
Could I make a work-study trip to RSC?
No.
I have a request from Tenzi. Anytime I could do that.
Yes, if one gets approved, then you can go do that. But that has not been approved.
I had to try.
Could we go towards, like, the trees so we can, you know, kill two birds with one stone and ask the tree...
Where are we?
Where are we? Why didn't we, like, ask that before? Did we ask that before? I thought we did. Something similar.
Well, I asked where the roots went.
Oh,
and they didn't go past the wall. There is nothing past the wall.
Or it can't reach past the wall.
I was going to say, because I feel like that's such a question that one of us would have asked.
You already asked that question.
Yeah.
You gave him the answer you got already.
Yep.
So you already fulfilled his request. I just rolled a natural 100 on percentiles.
You know how rare that is?
I did that on a Sunday game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
so
zeros.
I decided if I rolled something good, Bridget was going to do something nice for you guys, and I got a net 100. So that changes
everything.
It really does.
Can we go to RSCA?
RSC? No, but she says, "Well, I know where I like to practice my powers." She kind of like waffles about it for a bit. And what is her? So you know her power. She has enhanced senses, like crazy enhanced. She can turn them down if she wants them that way. Up to and including, she can, like, tap into radio signals and stuff like that. And she says, do you guys want to come check out the central tower?
Sure.
You've not been allowed inside besides like the first two levels.
AKA the library.
Yeah. Yes. The first level is like the entry. The second level is the library that then spans like six floors. So you get in and you go in and she walks over to like the staff elevator and she says, I don't take the stairs. You're not going to narc on me, right?
No.
Good, because I'm totally, you guys are totally invisible right now.
Okay.
Well, to the cameras at least. And she holds up like a black sphere with a blinking red light on it. She says, useful little tool.
And you guys see that for a little bit.
No.
No.
And she you get in the elevator and she just hits like the top button. And it goes and goes until it gets to the top. And then there is I don't want to say an observatory, but there's like a little one of those off to the side, like the dome and everything. And then there's also like a bocce ball court, a tennis court, as well as being like a walking path along the outside. And in the very center, there is another walking tower. It goes up about another 200 feet, but there's no elevator up. Like she says, that's where we're going. Up and up,
okay.
Up and up and up and up and up.
Up we go.
She gets up to the very top, and then she pulls out another like black indistinguishable material, and then she taps a button on that, and she puts it in the middle, and she says, "Okay, I'm gonna level with you guys. You don't know where we are.
Correct.
The location of the school is kept as a very closely kept secret. Has anyone asked you where you were?
Yes.
Who?
The history professor.
Archivist is like that. That's not out of character. The reason I'm asking is we've already. She says, so you guys know that I've been watching you, right? Pretty much the whole time you were here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when you're in private areas, obviously.
Yeah.
I'm relatively certain that you are not outside agents, but there is at least one, if not two or three people in this school that is not does not have its best interest at heart.
And I have two people that I think might be suspicious, and you might need to keep close tabs
on. Just because Sylph and Tychus are assholes does not mean that they are foreign actors.
But they are corporate capes children, and there's something going on with that, in my opinion.
Yes, corporate capes are the worst. I understand.
But you should probably keep an eye on ties on them. Just throwing that out there.
I hear what you're saying. I'll take it under advisement.
Thank you.
And she looks to the other two. I'm teasing. She doesn't do that. But she says, you have to understand that before I came here, I was not just a barista.
Really?
What? What? She
says, I was a member of the hold on. Natalie?
Yes?
This is a callback for you specifically.
For me, yes. Hello.
She was a member of the ZIP program.
The ZIP program. ZIP. ZIP.
For the FSA.
Okay, ZIP.
She said, you might know the member of our group who became well known, Winter. I've been a soldier at the FSA since I was 8 years old.
Okay.
As a spy.
Yep.
I've been in 20 countries over the world since I was 10 years old. And
you came up with an acronym for it?
Yeah, I forgot what it was. We wrote it out one time.
Did we?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But
it was the ZIP program. It's like the underage like or they take orphans who have aptitude and are given a choice. Would you like to go live with, a family, or would you like to get back at the people who did this to you? And she chose vengeance rather than a safe place to live. She did choose it, but
very similar to the Spartan 3 program.
Yes, but they were not trying to get revenge.
They were. The Spartan 3s were.
Oh, the 3s, yeah. I was thinking of
the 2s.
2s. I started watching the Halo.
I'm sorry for you.
It's not bad.
Actually, it's not bad.
It's not
bad. I watched the whole thing.
It does not follow the lore well. It is. Most people agree that is not the Master Chief. That's just John.
Oh, fucking John.
But yeah, so she says, as I said, I've been working a long time, which obviously you guys didn't believe me before, but now it makes sense. And I am in charge of this operation. I'm the only person presently besides the headmaster who knows. Joker is read in.
Does Joker know that you were going
to
tell us?
Joker gave me carte blanche to do whatever I needed to. I've worked with Joker since I was 10.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Joker was my commanding officer. He still is. He says, once you're in, you're never out. And I make the world a better place by doing that. I just happen to have fun along the way. But anyway, if you see anybody trying to either A, figure out where we are, or B, acting like they know where we are, please let me know.
We have her contact, right?
She's obviously, your mentor, yes.
Obviously, yeah. We have I just want to make sure.
Any locations that you are aware of that might be bugged where we can't discuss this among
everywhere?
Ourselves?
Anywhere else?
There's anywhere else but this tower we cannot talk
well,
about?
Well, no, she's, even this tower is bugged. She holds up the little pyramid. She says, this is a whiteout. It's actually creating an illusion of us talking about your class today. I had it recorded it, and then I'm referencing it. I'm good at my job. Shields the it's all this weird black plasticky something material with a light on it. She says the pyramid is for cameras. The pyramid is for illusions. The sphere is for cameras. And she says these are tools of the trade. This entire campus is bugged to high hell. But then again, the only person with access to all the cameras is Joker. So if you're relatively sure that no one is within earshot, you're pretty safe. He gets the camera feeds before anybody else. And he doesn't release them out to the security teams. Anyway, I'm not going to eat any more of your time here. I just want to make sure that you guys are aware that I'm on your side. And I genuinely only have the best in mind for you. So if I ask you to do something unusual, there's a good reason for it.
Okay.
And then she kind of just backflips off the tower.
As you do.
And then, like, pops out a wingsuit and then flies off the tower.
Wait, we took the staff elevator up here. How are we supposed to get off here? Wait,
how are we supposed to get back? Oh.
You get a text message. It works down.
But we're not supposed to be seen up here, aren't we?
And she took away our illusion device.
Yeah. Well, actually, I could peace out and then I disappear.
You can cast on other people.
But can't she cast on multiple things?
Yourself. Yeah, it's one person at a time.
Can I try for all three of us? Like with a power check?
Roll power check.
I've never done this before. I do try to
track her and see, look over the edge.
How much would I hold out? How much do I add to it?
Proficiency plus two, so plus dex, four. So seven.
Plus seven?
Yeah. Is that a one or a 20?
A seven.
So 14?
Yeah.
You can get like one and a half people besides yourself. You can get like yourself plus like the face of another person, but it wouldn't be enough to get everybody. You can inspire that if you'd like.
I have lucky.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you actually? Because last time you said you lied to me.
Oh, I don't lie to you. So that's actions. Definitely not that.
Well, she looks that up. I'm just going to look over the edge, try to fall, see where she flies off to. And see what I can see from up here. As high as we've been, are we higher than the wall?
No. I'm sorry. Yes, you are. And outside you see fields.
Fields past the wall?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Actually, no. You'd see like a mist. Like there's a mist on top of the wall.
Isn't Nelly immune to illusions? Would she see something different?
Yes, she would.
Okay.
Let me test these three.
Yeah, if I hadn't changed my mind to make it a mist instead.
That was a suck. Okay, no, not that one. Do we try this one? What?
Do you actually have lucky or not?
I do not, but I am. I think I'm going to try this die. Wait, no, the luck. Wait, this one. This is, it has a dinosaur in it.
Inspiration?
Inspiration. God, son of a bitch. Going with the seven. Going with seven. Plus the 7 for 14. So get the face of the person. So what we're going to do is we're going to...
So you get a text message from her, and she says, oh, I've already blanked the cameras for the next minute. Just go down the elevator. Though you do need to get down the 200-foot, tower fast, because it's only a minute, so you better run.
I cast Long Shrier myself.
Yeah.
I have prepared.
Okay.
Next 10 minutes, I got plus 10 to my speed, I think.
Yep.
Technically speaking, my race is I'm a rabbit. I'm fast already. Let's go.
All right, plant boy.
Well, good luck.
Do I have to carry you?
You could do it fast enough. It's just you end up cutting it close, but you do it just fine.
Yeah.
And then anything else you want to do that night before the next day of classes?
Spend some time with my project.
Yeah, and I assume that's happening for that.
God, okay. Why are the...
I don't get a roll out of it.
No, it's too full. It's a full week. The weekend is considered like enough time.
And we can call it if I spend several hours after each school day.
Then you get maybe.
Then get another roll then.
Yeah. 4 days worth. As long as you do nothing else after class.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else that next day? The same day? Going once, twice. Next day. First class is cowl identification, which is taught by... Next day is Tuesday. Tuesday is math class. We've all had math class before.
Ooh.
And it is taught by Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson is... her real name is Beth Johnson. She's an older lady, lots of long dresses, lots of pastels. She's short and round. She is exacting to the point where, like, she doesn't give any partial credit on questions at all. She is absolutely vehement about her hatred of cowls, and even talks about some of her math questions are like, so you've killed 3 cowls. How many cowls are left in this room? Like, it's very much like, wow. And anybody who has, like, a direct combat power, which I don't think any of you qualify. Like,
fire. I'm in a tank armor.
But no, like, a guy who has powers lightning bolts, she hates them.
Oh.
Or, like, fire blasts. Never mind.
We're good.
No, it's wrong. Damn, I promise.
But none of you qualify. She tells you, you know, she's from the South. She lost her family in the surge down in Florida. And she's a genius mathematician.
Oh, Florida.
Florida?
Oh!
Florida?
Yeah, she says, yeah, I'm from a little town called Sweetwater.
Same!
Whoa!
Wait, do I know her from my time?
Roll it.
Was your history math teacher?
It matters.
What stat am I rolling, or skill? History?
It would actually be memory, so wisdom.
So straight wisdom? Let's go to that.
Oh.
That's an 8 plus a...
That's all you needed.
She got arrested.
In my timeline.
Yes. She worked at the high school. As a math teacher, and she was found to have assaulted the football team. Like, some people on the football team. Like, a lot. To the point where they could not do no longer play football.
She assaulted people? Students?
And she was arrested and put in the insane asylum.
Well, are you going to share that with the class?
Not with the class! Because I'd probably be assaulted.
Yes.
You did not roll well enough to remember, but you know that your dad was on the jury of her trial. So if you ask him, he might have more information about her. And you know that she is a mundane. She has no spark.
There is no listed power.
Correct. She has no listed power. But she talks about how she doesn't need a spark. How her brain is so powerful, it doesn't need a spark. And it's a math class, so roll raw intelligence.
All of us?
Yep.
21 total?
Mm-hmm. You need a 20 for a perfect score. Anything less is percentage is down.
13 plus 2 for 15.
Okay.
So what, 5 points off or 5?
75%.
That's not... Wait, hold on. Hold it up. Hold up, wait a minute.
No. Hang on. I got you.
Oh,
9
no.
plus 3 for 12.
Whoa.
You passed.
Barely.
60%. And she takes relish with marking down your grade. And she looks over at Mirage. She says, "You can do better, sweetie."
Now you get extra credit. She doesn't give an extra credit.
She doesn't give extra credit. And also she, like, begrudgingly gives you a good grade. She says, "Yeah, that's right." And hands you the paper back.
I've passed her class.
Wait, what do you mean you passed her class before?
Never mind.
All right.
Never mind. Ignore me.
Classes? Okay, next. Next class is... Science, which is taught by... Wish I had fucking alphabetized this shit. I didn't. I hate myself. Science is taught by Alchemistress. Alchemistress, her name is Amber Anton. She is formerly a cowl. That is not a secret. She's published multiple papers about how, you know, she did bad things and she's doing her best to not be that person anymore. Her husband is Hellion of the FSA. And she publishes that, and she talks about how, you know... Would she say that? No, she won't. She'll say that she is married. She would not say that it's Hellion, but that's public information to you guys. She's married to someone who works for the FSA. Woman, power suit with a skirt, very fashion-forward. Not like the bleeding edge of fashion, but it's all current to this year, styling-wise. And she is considered one of the top 3 chemists in the world for anything. Mostly for making art. You help me here. What would, like, the best chemist in the world be good at?
Synthesis.
Making shit?
But what specific shit would be impressive? Because she has the power to make any chemical she needs in a vial she holds.
And the materials make room metal.
I've actually only ever said what makes room metal once, and it's in a campaign none of you, that only Natalie was a part of, and she probably doesn't remember.
The only medal?
The rune medal. The gold medal.
Yeah.
Do you remember how you guys made it?
Wasn't it in the dwarven cave?
It was. Don't spoil it. Okay, you do remember.
You bitch.
She can make anything. She can make any chemical she needs can appear in her in a test, a sealed test tube in her hands.
Oh, but that's so cool to share, though.
The there's a part of me that wants her to make a chemical that eats steel, because she just said that it's automatically into a steel test tube.
Okay. Sealed.
Sealed. Not
okay.
Steel.
Okay. But yeah, so she's known for creating life-saving drugs for people with chemicals that don't exist. They're saying, hey, here's the chemical compound. We can't get it to work. Can you? The answer is, yes, I can. And so she's almost like a pharmacist assistant that way, but she's the chemical side of it.
I could see her working well in a hospital.
Correct.
Being able to make antivenoms.
Exactly.
Cancer
and
treatments.
And she has. Though, then again, those are more done by, like, healing supers, which are really rare, but...
But she can easily then formulate a healing potion.
Exactly. Stuff like that. She's really good at what she does. And to roll, it is science class. If you can think of a skill to roll for science, I'll let you roll it. And if you can justify it.
Arcana.
Denied.
Performance.
Denied.
Why? Can I give you my reasoning?
Sure.
Performance in, because we're making chemical compounds, right? I'm acting like I know what I'm doing.
That should
roll a disadvantage.
God, no, I'll pick something else.
Nature. I'm looking at the different skills.
Survival?
It's either Arcana or Nature, really.
I'll let you roll Nature. That's acceptable.
Or Survival, I guess.
Yeah.
Boy Scout Knowledge. There isn't really an alchemy one.
Alchemy is a tool.
Ink tool?
I have Alchemy Chemistry on my list.
So can I do nature then?
Yes.
Okay.
Nature's acceptable.
Nature. Okay. It's a good thing I'm proficient in its intelligence.
Or with the good rolls.
16 total.
18 plus 5 for 23.
In the exact skill. We'll come back to you.
19 plus 4 for 23.
Okay.
So the low roll. It's the intelligence guy.
Yeah, you do fine. Your chemical reaction works. It isn't super dangerous. It doesn't look quite like hers. Natalie, yours looks just like hers did. It was something basic, like make a cleaning solution.
Okay,
random. Out of a series of like generic things she created.
Mm-hmm.
But art, yours is masterful. It's like exactly what she made and then some. And she walks over and she says, "So, what's your power?"
I can talk to plants.
Got it. Okay. That makes so much more sense. So you realize that she like rattles off a very complicated plant name, and you're like, yes, I knew that plant. She says, yeah, it's diluted extract from the root. We take it from ones that have died because they actually, like, and she explains, like, part of the plant life cycle, you get totally. It's more potent at a certain point, and you have I wouldn't say a heart to heart, but like a mind to mind, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Noted. You can write down Alchemistress plus one reputation to you. After science class is Tech Ed, which is Mr. Flaherty.
Of what one? Tech Ed?
Tech Ed, yes.
Oh, I wonder who's going to do well in that class.
Gee,
my dad's trying to kill me right now.
All right, ready? Keith Flaherty is built like Michael Phelps. Tall, wide, swimmer's body. He's super fit. He's got a huge, like, gallon water, like, 2-quart water bottle hanging from a carabiner on his hip. And he drinks from it liberally throughout the class, up to and including refilling it in class.
Oh.
He is, what you're going to realize is that he is tricky. Like, his questions are never direct, but it's always fair. Once you figure out the trick, it's a fair challenge. And he values cleverness over raw intelligence. His first test for you guys is to assemble the robot that is on your desk.
Fucking right.
Tell me what you'd like to roll.
Can I do insight? Because I watched him do it. And I can copy everything that he did.
Sorry, what?
Insight. Copy everything that he did.
He didn't build it in front of you. There's just a pile in front of you.
But you have everyone else building it
around me. So could I roll insight for that?
No, don't be the first one.
Can I roll what?
You could roll perception.
Dog, listen. Can I cheat off of him?
You don't even know what I rolled yet.
Can I cheat off of him?
Sure.
I know that he's the tech guy.
Roll perception.
Okay. God, son of a bitch. That's a 6. Plus 7.
13. Okay. Noted. Art, what are you going to try and roll? God.
Wait, perception was to see if I can cheat, right?
No, that I was going to give you the score, but percentage or whatever he got.
Oh, God, oh, no.
Be glad you chose him and not me.
Yeah, I know. Well, because tech, I don't know.
Well, I have tech, but I was going to do deception to try to put it together so it looks like it all works, but it doesn't.
I would let you roll deception, but you have to use intelligence.
Okay.
So you can keep your expertise, but it's with intelligence instead.
If your expertise didn't.
Yep.
I know he is.
Oh, we're Charmer is all, yes, but if he doesn't put the point of...
It's still...
It's at least proficient.
I think it would still work. It's expertise still.
So now we're saying the stat parsets give you guaranteed expertise?
No, they give you proficiency. Proficiency. But I know that he had expertise.
Okay.
We've talked about it.
All I was trying to say is if he didn't...
Roll your tech boy.
Tech or magic tech?
Do you think which one would you think would be more helpful?
Please do good tech. Because your grade and my grade are like tied together right now.
So what you're saying is I can use your inspiration?
I already used my inspiration.
I think you rolled higher.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No. That's a 5 on the die. Plus 9 for 14, so I'm going to use my inspiration.
Translate over right. Pull up.
I'm using another die now.
Okay.
It says I'm only proficient. I trust you, Rob. I don't have expertise.
In anything, or?
Yeah, the only one I have expertise is the parabotany, but that is the one I put in separately.
Yeah, you didn't go update it.
Yeah, there's something wrong.
It's a 21 total, by the way.
Oh, yes.
So now you're going to get a 15.
I don't have to roll anything else?
No, that was based off your... Actually, no, you'll get your 13.
No, I like my 15 better.
Perception.
15. 15. 13. Got it. 15.
Yeah, okay. I got to go digging in there. But I'm pretty sure
you have expertise.
Yeah.
I know you do.
Oh, no. I'm not a bard anymore.
You're not.
So I am only proficient.
So you want to take your tech roll instead, because it's plus 5.
To be honest with you, it's going to be the same, because I'm proficient in both.
But using the proper skill and trying to...
Using the proper skill, yeah.
Yeah.
In this case.
Okay. Oh. 16 plus 5 is 21.
It's good.
I have a question. I look at the teacher. Does he look like a cat man? Like a cat dude? Like, I think
yes.
that...
Yes, he does.
Murphy, get up on the table, please. I put treats down.
He comes up on the seat. He says, hey, I think this robot's shaped like a cat.
What?
I make my robot go knock stuff over.
Like a cat would.
Extra credit. Fine, you can have your
inspiration. Yeah.
I usually get an inspiration.
I let Murphy stand next to, like just kind of hang out.
You're kind of shittily put together, cat.
Yeah. Maybe it'll give me something with this teacher.
He walks over and pets the cat if you let him, but...
Yeah, of course. He
says, can I pet him?
Yeah, that's fine.
Murphy's like, I don't want him to.
Do it, please.
Fine. And he, please. Leans in and purrs.
Yes. He says,
good cat. Really bad cat robot, but good cat.
Thank you.
What you should have done was use your illusion skill to make it.
Yep.
Damn it. I was literally looking at that. I was like, maybe I can... Oh, God, that was the last round, though. That was the last one I saw illusion. I was like, oh, that'd be a good idea. God damn it.
Good call there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I should have done.
What?
Mending.
Yeah.
Assuming it's ever been together before.
Ah, that's true.
Fun fact, it hadn't, but it would have been a good call.
You know what I should have been doing this whole time? Guidance.
Yes. Yes, you should have.
But I don't like to exploit it too much.
I know. So, and he's going to explain that his spark, which is about one of the coolest sparks I've ever come up with, is future design. And if he sees, well, once a week, he can see where it'll be in design given 5 years of uninterrupted development.
The data chip from Tenzi.
Exactly. Well, it wouldn't matter. They still couldn't make it work.
But 5 years of design,
he might be able to see. But yeah, that's his thing. But it only works once a week, and he explains that he is booked out for the next 3 years and using his power for a different tech firm. He said he only gets 1 week a year that he gets used on his own projects.
I'm pretty sure if I told Tenzi, he would make an opening for Tenzi.
Potentially, yes.
So this is not the guy that I stole bananas from. What class is that guy?
He doesn't teach. He doesn't teach a class.
Oh, okay.
He's just the shop staff. He's the shop staff.
Yeah, he's the shop staff.
Okay.
Really, that's Gunny.
Yeah. I'm like, so where's Gunny? Because I thought Gunny was a teacher, not a...
Nope. Next up, last class on Tuesday. We're gonna get through the civilian classes today, I swear to God. Ethics is taught by Kiloton. I know it is. Yeah, Kiloton. Kiloton is a... Okay. He's a huge 7 foot tall silver metal skinned man who wears a black suit, and he is very Russian.
Oh no, you know how to do better Russian accent, you son of a bitch. You son of a bitch.
Anyway, very upright. He is the adopted son of gentleman and femme fatale, and he worked at RSCA until he joined this school, which is an extension of RSCA. He was born in a small Russian village where he was kicked out due to being different until Femme Fatale found him shortly after becoming a cape. He's got super strength, and he has... All right, ready? This is going to impress you. I looked up this metal for you. He has titanium, chromium, magnesium alloy skin.
Magnesium.
Titanium, chromium, magnesium alloy. It is almost indestructible. I looked this up. It is considered the most indestructible metal on Earth.
Okay.
I did the math. I looked it up. The chromium helps somehow. I don't know what it is. But anyway, it also makes him shiny. He's literally been thrown through a mountain before. Been totally fine. And he explains that the ethics of him being a cape, even though he didn't want to be, to try and impress his parents, is why he got out of it. Because he realized it wasn't what he wanted. And it wasn't ethical to be using something like that for personal gain. Which most people would be like, but you're doing a good thing. He's like, yes, but I didn't do it because I wanted to. Because I wanted other people to want me to. So what did I have you guys roll for ethics? Specifically insight. If you can think of another skill, I'll think about it.
Finally. It's not a natural 20, but it's something. 17 plus 5... 4,
22. 10 total. I switched back to my low dice.
Natural 20 plus 4.
God damn it.
Hey, at least one of us
succeeded. Proud of myself, and then...
At least one of us truly succeeded.
So there you go. You're given an ethical quandary. It's like a trolley problem, kind of. Everyone here knows the trolley
problem, the trolley dilemma.
Yeah, it's an ethical dilemma. It's the trolley problem.
I thought it was called the trolley dilemma.
No, it's an ethical dilemma.
I know what
it's the trolley problem. But anyway, and it basically says, like, what would you do? And your explanation is very clinical and very...
I stop the train. That's what I do.
Yeah. That's not
the answer he's looking for.
Exactly.
Because I rolled a 10.
Okay, Natalie, what was your answer with your 22?
Like, what is the dilemma? Or it is the literal one person,
yes.
And then five people? The one person?
Okay. See, Paul is a person. I am the trolley. I am the save the trolley every single time.
Save the trolley?
With the multiple people on it every single time.
Yeah. No, you hit the one person. I meant.
Oh, run that guy over.
Yeah, one person over.
Yeah, save the many.
Oh, no. I'm not like a monster. I'm not like, get rid of the five people. Fuck them.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're the one person get rid of.
And then with your nat 20, how insightful is your answer?
Put bags of sand into the trolley to stop it.
No, I was thinking, you get all the people on the trolley to rock it back and forth.
So it misses them?
Uh-huh.
Wild.
Unfortunately, if you derail it, people in it will get injured.
Injured, but not dead.
If you roll it, and while you're shaking it, the person's laying across the tracks, either the top half or the bottom half is going to get cut by the tracks, the wheels, so.
But if you rock it hard enough, you could knock it off the track and not. The trolley's not going that fast.
But he didn't necessarily say knock it off.
But with a net 20, he explains he convinces them to knock it off because it would be an ethical thing. They could choose to make that decision or not.
Yeah, and my guy's going to be a little bit salty that. But I have control over technology. I just stopped the train.
Why isn't my answer?
Assuming you have no powers would be the beginning of it. Got it. Anyway, so...
You missed that part. You were thinking about something else.
Keleton says, it's okay. I would have tried the same thing if I was you in my youth.
Yeah, I'd see you more of hopping in front of the train and then just...
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Yes. Anyway, he looks over around the group and he says, this is not an easy question. It's one that everyone asks, you know, at the beginning of this an ethics class. And basically, it's just understanding that you need to understand who you are. And how you answer that question is really telling. All of you passed. And he looks over at Tychus and Sylph, who both said save the one person. Because they said it's your like your most dear loved one, you know.
Oh.
You know, and
oh yeah.
All the capes are like, we save everybody. That's yeah. what you do. Yeah. They're like, nah, fuck them.
No, like.
And so the next that is the end of that day. What do you guys do after that? Anything interesting? Or
do I have enough time to still have enough time for my
not really.
Prototype?
You'd need the full day.
Add to the number.
No, you need the full week of days.
So I can't just say I spend 10 minutes with the judge lady?
You can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do I need to be there for that?
I invite you along.
Yeah, so what you're going to figure out is, yes, she spent time in our world.
Or my world.
Yeah, your world. Our world.
Well, if it's our world, then this podcast would be recorded in it, so it can't be necessarily our world. But
it was from 2019.
From
2023.
Or 2022.
Yes. Okay, so yes.
I thought you were from, like,
our world minus my books. Yes.
Yeah, which is why I refer to it as my world versus our world.
Effectively this world, but yes, I get what you're saying. And yes, but she was from, it was, like, the teens is when she was there. Like
2013, 2018
range. Yeah, that 5-year stretch. It lines up exactly.
I try to figure out if I was ever near her at any point during her stay.
What's your number in D12?
6, like always.
No, she was in London, and you were not.
Okay.
I got a 10. And
I do try to recall any of the major events during her thing. Exactly. And I just try to have a conversation.
She's very glad to hear that she's not insane.
That sounds perfectly like my world, where I'm from.
I don't ever want to go back.
Me either. I have my whole family here.
That's great to hear. And she, like, pats you on the shoulder. She says, we should talk more about this another time.
Okay.
Because I saw some strange things that I have questions about. And then she says, well, that's for another time. So, we zap over to... Or anything you want to do that after school that day?
No, I'm just going to go for a walk.
It's nice sometimes. Mm-hmm. Do you, like, grow flowers as you walk?
No.
Yeah, anything incriminating evidence? Yes. Of course not.
Well, I took him to see her.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then I probably left because she wanted to talk to him, but to be like, this is my friend. And then I think I kind of explore more of the school, maybe. Just kind of check things out.
Cool.
Meet some of the teams.
Yeah.
Why not? Yeah, let's do it. I don't think I have anything charisma related, but I will go and meet some teams.
You can insight them or just perceive them.
You know what? No, I'm going to people watch.
It was 15 years she was there, not 5.
Oh, that's even longer.
Yeah.
Because earlier, I think previous episode, you were saying 5.
It was, I just looked, it's 15. So she lost 15 years, but it was only one week in there, this
time. And her time.
And RSC time. She just, like, had a coma, went into a coma for a week and then came back and said, I just spent 15 years somewhere else. Mm. Okay.
I'm going to people watch.
Cool.
I'm going to sit in a field with my cat and we're going to people watch.
Invisibility. So nobody knows.
Ooh, can I invisible myself and Murphy?
Yes.
Fantastic.
So you ended up watching Team 6.
Team 6. What is Team 6 doing?
That is Barbershop, Sparks, and Crash. They are Beauty Blaster, Brain Brute. So they are trying. They're doing like tactical scenarios, like they're like Operation, like Formation Delta Bravo, and then they like form into like a different formation with different attacks ready. And they're very tactical, very, and it's always Barbershop calling out the formations, and then it's almost like when he does it, there's like a a sound wave that bursts out that, like, helps them organize better.
Mm.
And then for, like, the next 12 seconds or so, they're very, very, like, laser focused with their attacks.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know, giving them advantage to hit and to hit.
Almost like if we were to face them, you cast them silence on on the barbershop.
You'd be fooked.
And then they would be fooked.
Please tell me he has a tongue ring or a metal tooth.
I think that was a character that I came up with. Because his name is Edward, isn't it?
His name is Edward Shealy. Edward Pipes Shealy.
Yep.
Because heat metal would be very annoying for him if he had a tongue ring.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And
to yell out commands that way.
At the end of that, you know that you guys have cape classes in the morning. And this has been a kind of a down episode because it was class time. But I promise the next one will be more interesting.
But now we kind of get, like, we don't have to be, like,
as detailed.
Perfect. Exactly. Or just, like, you can, you like.
I'll decide what classes you go to that week that we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
It'll probably be one or two and then move on.
Yeah.
And we're going to ignore the civilian classes moving forward.
Unless we want a skill from it. Unless we want a skill for it at the end of the semester.
Yeah, but that would be one session.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.